Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Oh God, we keep you praying from my heart. I bless your name. There is none compared to you. You are worthy of my praise. And to you my voice will raise. Oh God, I give you praise. From my heart I bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise in the world. And to you our voice we raise. Yeah. Shaba baba boya baba boya baba boya. Yeah. Baba boya. Barako bayako bayako. Yeah. Abaradosh. Barado baba bo baba bo. Yeah, Ababa, hey, Abayako, yeah, 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 Barada boba barade barada doya. Oh God, we give you praise from my heart. We bless your name. You are worthy of our praise. And to you our voice we raise. Oh God, we keep you our praise night. From my heart we bless your name. We bless your name. You are worthy of our praise, oh God. And to you our voice we raise. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How's been your week thus far? I hope you've been enjoying it. All right, so I felt like I should build on what we were talking about on Sunday, so I decided to make it like this theme. I will draw all men, God speaking, isn't it? But while I was meditating, it seems as if God wanted me to teach the topic from a particular perspective. You know, I was just wondering, and I'm sure you've heard all of those talks around, you know, people talking about how that you should pay your price for destiny, pay the price, and etc. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. How that you should make sure you don't fail in life, which is true. You know, there are even songs. There's this powerful song lately. I like it too. It says, there is prophecy over me. You know, I cannot give up now. I cannot what? Fear my Lord. I must. You know, sometimes, you know, I had a problem when the song came out, but, you know, for some reason, while everybody sang it, I didn't want to be a critic. But while I was meditating, somehow, I felt like people don't understand that by strength shall no man prevail. A lot of people don't really understand that. Now, it's a beautiful song, and I don't think I will stop singing it. Maybe I will just find a way to make it sound nicer to my spirit at some point of the song. You know, that point I say, I shall have not failed my God. It now puts a responsibility on you. You think you are the one that will not fail God. Or you think you have what it takes not to fail God. Like, naturally speaking, from your humanity, you have what it takes not to fail God. You don't, naturally. You have everything it takes to fail God. Naturally. Are you listening? The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. Meaning, if you are trying to look at it from that point that you will be the one not to fail God, it's impossible. I think it's in Romans, is it 8 somewhere? I think I noted it down. There's a scripture that explains this. Romans 9:16. Romans 9:16. So then, it is not of him who wills. Can I see this in the TPT? Just relate it with the NKJ. I've observed that this church now is a TPT rendition church, even on people's status. Again, this proves that God's choice doesn't depend on how boldly someone wants it or tries to end it. God's what? Choice doesn't depend on how badly someone wants it or tries to end it. But it depends on God's kindness and mercy. NKJV says, so then it is not of him who what? Wills, not of him who what? Runs, but of what? God who shows mercy. Let's see it in the Amplified rendition. In the Amplified rendition. The Amplified. All right, let's read together. It says, so then, the totality of human striving. You see that? God's choice is not dependent on human will. Doing God's will is not a function of your own will. From today, I will not sin again. From today, I will not do so and so thing again. It's not a function of your human will, your human desire. Amplify say, no, human effort. Every strategy you've put on ground. Then in bracket, it says the totality of what? Human striving. It says, but on God who shows what? Mercy. To whomever he chooses, it is his sovereign gift. Now, it is of God's power for you to say something and do it, not of your own ability. And God has done that. Are we together? He has done that on Calvary. In other words, as human beings, you don't have what it takes to live above sin. You don't have what it takes to live above, you know, anything from Satan. As human beings, the fall of man positioned us to be weak by default. And that's why scripture told us, it said, by strength, no man under heaven can what? Prevail. Are you guys listening to me? But that's not our norm. That's not supposed to be our norm. Because the Bible did not tell us to make sure we look up to Adam. Adam is not the standard. Adam is not the standard. Are you guys listening to me? Hallelujah to Jesus. The standard is Jesus Christ. He's the second man. Are you all here? He is what? The second man. Glory to God forevermore. And so the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, as we behold the glory of God like in a glass. Other version says like in a mirror. It says we have been what? In the NKJV it says mirror, right? Let's see it in the NKJV. It said, but we all with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being what? Transformed into the same image from the glory of the old to the glory of the new, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, somebody said, Pastor Simon, it's supposed to be glory to glory to glory. It's not glory. When you think it's glory to glory to glory, then there's a problem. It will affect your faith. Amen? Alright, if you think it's glory to glory to glory, how much glory do you have right now? At what point of glory are you? Imagine the glory is 100%. How much of the glory have you touched? If you have that mentality of glory to glory to glory, you will never be able to come into the fullness of God, not knowing or not aware that you are already in the fullness of God. Are you all listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And of course, you understand this from Scripture. Let's see from same part of Scripture, verse 9. Verse 9, same part of Scripture. Verse 9. Are you people done sitting down? Huh? Nobody should move again. You should have known me in church. You're causing trouble for yourself. If you distract me, you are the one that will not be blessed. Hallelujah. The way my mind works is like network. I mean, it picks signals. So I can easily get distracted by somebody walking when I'm teaching the word of God. Amen? So as much as you can, allow the ushers to sit down. You know, sometimes people who are teaching, some people are trying to reply WhatsApp messages. If you see your description, if God describes who you are, you'll be amazed. You are finished. That you are in God's presence. He's talking to you. You are talking on WhatsApp. Or you are checking something on Facebook. Ah. Well, it's well with your soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, for if the ministry of condemnation had glory, he said, the ministry of what? Righteousness exceeds much more. So how many glory are we speaking about here? True. Are you seeing? The glory of the Old Testament and the glory of what? The New Testament. Next part of scriptures. It says in verse 10, for even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that what? Excels. You know what this means? It means when the glory of the new covenant finds expression, you will not even remember the glory of the old. Look at it. It said, for even what was made glorious in the Old Testament, even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect. Respect to what? The new glory in the New Testament. Because of the glory that excels. Remember he had said in verse 9 that the ministry of condemnation was what? The ministry of the righteous, what? Exceeds in glory. You see that? So he said, because of this exceeding glory, that glory itself will not even talk about it. Are you ready for that glory? Yes, and the Bible is saying it's you that will bring this glory to lamplight. Do you believe that? Yes, we're traveling, all right? So, listen, please. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, where somewhere the Bible says, not of him that wills, not of him that what? But of God that has what? Shown mercy. He has shown the mercy on Calvary. We are not waiting for him to show that mercy. Are we together? And that is why sometimes I feel people stress themselves. Not necessarily. Maybe somehow they are stressing God. Because they are making it difficult for God to operate. When I see people gather in a place and they are praying, mercy Lord, mercy Lord, mercy Lord. You know, I really find it quite disturbing. You don't tap into the mercy of God by saying, mercy Jesus, mercy Jesus. Because he has shown his mercy on Calvary. Now, Jesus cannot do anything beyond what he has done already on Calvary. When he was done with it, what did he say? It is finished. There is nothing that can be done again. All you need to do is plug in what he has done and enjoy the glory of God upon the face of the earth. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? That is why there's a singer, Donny McLaughlin. He said, he wrote a song that says, great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness, your tender mercies I see. You know, I'm sure he's not speaking about something God is about to do. He's talking about what God has already what? Done. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, come boldly into what? So that he may what? You see. They come boldly. How did grace come to us? John 1, grace and truth came by Jesus in his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. So that throne of grace was revealed at the resurrection. And now when you come plugged into the throne of grace, what do you receive for every day need of your life? Mercy. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And of course, Peter showed us in 2 Peter that mercy and grace can be multiplied at the light of Jesus, at the knowledge of Jesus. So when you see Jesus and understand Jesus, then you understand who you truly are. Because he's our mirror. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Are you here tonight? When you see Jesus, then you understand who you truly are. Because he is our mirror. Glory to God forevermore. Are you here tonight? So there is no way you will understand your true self until you understand Jesus. He's your true self. Jesus the resurrected. As you get to understand Jesus, the Bible says, what is multiplied? The mercy and the grace of God is multiplied within you, so that you use it in every time of your need. It's not something you get by shouting mercy or by crying mercy. It is something you get by revelation. Because Jesus is a true you. So as you know Jesus better, mercy and grace is multiplied in your spirit. Because you have all the mercies and grace of God already in you. What happens is that at revelation it is stirred for use. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Paul at the light of Jesus said, I can now do what? All things. He always had the ability, but never knew he could do until he saw Jesus. Until he understood Jesus by the Holy Spirit. At the understanding of Jesus, then his response was this. Now I can do what? All things. He didn't say some things. That is why as a child of God, there is no limit to what you can do. You know, Paul in scripture, the apostle, had shown us in Ephesians 3 and 20, that unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we had thought or imagined, according to his what is the power? God can do all things through his power in us. In scripture, he had showed us that all of his power is in us. All, not some of his power. That is why I find it quite disturbing when I see people watch The Passion of Christ and cry. They just stop at crying. If you stop at crying, you don't understand it. It's a mixture of tears and joy. You can't just cry at that movie. When you watch it, you may want to cry, but be more excited. The Bible says, please God. You is discussing sorrow. Are you bigger than God? Are you more emotional than God? Do you love humanity than God? Do you love Jesus than God? It pleased God to crush him. That's what the book of Isaiah said. Because Jesus, God knew that he is not truly crushed. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? He's resurrecting, but he's not resurrecting alone. He's resurrecting with many. So the joy God had in his heart, the joy of the resurrection was greater than the pain he was seeing that Jesus was facing on the cross. That pain is nothing compared to the glory of resurrection. Because God saw that when Jesus will resurrect, he will bring many sons unto glory. Many people like him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So there's no way God was mad at Jesus more than... I mean, the Bible even said it. They've seen the cross, the glory that was set before him. What did he do? He endured the cross. Are you here tonight? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you have to understand that even though we're saying that, you know, press in the things of God, don't fail God, blah, 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 and etc. You can't do that by your human strength. Many people have been frustrated thinking that they have to fulfill destiny. They have to press and pay the price. And the people are too emotional sometimes when they teach those things. And these young people, they try, and they just fall. And when they fall, people begin to mock them. The same preachers can mock them. You know, one time, not like I followed this preacher, but I saw a teaching somebody said, is that the young man said he's struggling with pornography and masturbation. And the preacher said, just casually, you know, some preachers, they think everybody is in the level of their understanding. Now, he's a wonderful preacher at that time or from that perspective. I don't know if you agree with me eternally, and I'm not saying eternally because I read some things he said that blew my mind. I was like, what? This is not true. But what he said, particularly at that point, was true. The young man said, I'm struggling with pornography and etc. He said to the young man, he said, even if you are struggling with it, still be reading your Bible. Don't stop reading your Bible. Then, you see, he casually said something that sounded anyhow. He said, when you watch the pornography and you are okay with it, like 2 hours, then read your Bible 2 hours. You know, so casually. Now, he wouldn't have said it like that because he would make people feel as if he's permitting the guy to what? To sin. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So you see, if you watch it 2 hours, read Bible 2 hours, before you know, the appetite will die, then you will now love Jesus more. Now, he said it so casually. I wouldn't have said it like that. But do you know, if somebody has to live that kind of life, you will not just tell him, there is prophecy over you. Don't fear God. The person may start crying. And lie to the ground, start crying, I will not fail you, God. I will not fail you. He doesn't have what it takes not to fail God. He doesn't have revelation. If he stands up, he will try for 2 days and go back. Haven't you heard people that said after 2 days dry fast, 3 days dry fast, they broke it with porn addiction? They broke it with that? Oh, you've not heard, I grew up seeing, I grew up hearing things like that. I had a lot of friends, we loved the Lord. There were a lot of different kind of things we heard. I even get what I'm trying to say. Somebody will come crying that he just finished a 3 days dry to break something. As he was finishing, he broke with the thing he was trying to break. And them too, they don't understand. It's baffling them. The things they don't want to do, they find themselves all doing it. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if you look at it critically, you know, when you look at verse 1 of Romans 7, your mind will just go to the law entirely. But can you just summarize the law there to be wrong doctrines? He said, I speak to them that know the law. Meaning Paul is saying that, generally, Paul is like, you guys know the law. That's why I'm speaking to you. You are not supposed to be living by the law, but living by grace. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But now Paul is saying in Romans 7, I want to talk to them that are living by the law. Or let's generalize it. I want to talk to them that are living by what? A wrong doctrine. Because to Paul at that time, living by the law was living by what? A wrong doctrine. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? Why? The law, according to scripture, says in Romans 6:14. What does Romans 6:14 say? It says sin shall not have what? Sin cannot rule. Why? Because you are not what? Under the law. But under what? Grace. That is why sin will not rule. In other words, if you are living by the law, sin will rule you. But if you are living by grace, you will rule over sin. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And here in Romans 7:1, who is Paul speaking to? Them that what? Know the law. That simply means sin should what? Rule them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you getting confused? In other words, if you are living by the law, or, like I just said, a wrong doctrine, the law can just be generalized as what? Wrong what? Let's put it like this. For instance, Matthew 15:7, right? 15:9. Let's read it so that we'll affirm what I just said. I want you to catch something here. It says, and in vain they worship me. Why? Why? So their worship in God was in vain because they were teaching as doctrines the what? The commandments of men. So that's that way. Luke 6 was not fulfilled. Remember Luke 6 from 46? Let's see it. Luke 6:46. It says, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, blah, 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 next part of scriptures? You don't do the things I say, you call me Lord, right? So whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. Meaning a man that can hear my word and do it. Jesus wants to explain or show us who this man looks like. Next part of scripture. I'm coming back here. It says, he is like a man building what? What did he do? He dug deep and laid the foundation on where? The rock. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And when the flood arose and the stream what? Beat vehemently against that house and could not what? Did not say fall it. Could not even shake it. Why? That's the only reason. Not because he said, I will do your will. I don't want to fail you. He was founded on the rock. We're not talking about emotion here. His will here. Why would he not shake? He was what? Founded on the rock. What did Jesus say about the rock in Matthew 16:16-17? Let's read together. Matthew 16:16-17. I haven't asked the 12, who do men say that I am? Some of them said, they said you are one of the prophets. He now said, how about you? Now a few of them still reiterated, they said, you are one of the prophets. But Simon Peter replied, he said, you are the Christ. The what? The what? Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Wow. He was astonished. Jesus. Then he said, flesh and blood has no capacity to reveal this to you. Isn't it? Next part of scripture. Jesus answered and said, blessed are you. The first thing he said to him was that he is blessed. Many, if you have the revelation of Jesus, you are what? Say, I'm blessed. It says, Simon bar Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Of course, that's a mount of transfiguration. Next part of scripture. He says, and I also say to you that you are what? And on this rock, I will what? So question is it Peter God built the church on? No. He built his wealth on the rock. Who is the rock? Christ Jesus. And there was an argument many years ago that led to the separation of Catholic Church to the, these other guys they call, in total they call them Protestants. They protested against the Catholic faith. This was the argument. This scripture has real Asian history. The priest said the church was not built on a man. It was built on Christ. That was former Reverend Father Martin Luther. And the professor said, it's a lie. It's built on Peter. And Peter is the first pope. So he said, they were trying to show them how that the pope has the right to change anything he wants to change. To declare anything because he represents Christ for Christians. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So he had the liberty to change and adjust. And he was like, no, 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 no. God built the church on Christ. And somebody asked me one time, he said, what do you think about it? I said, truly is on Christ. But God also trusted Peter in these words. We can't deny that God was somehow was trusting Peter too as he was speaking here. Because Peter became the head of the church after this statement. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now read the scripture with me. If anyone be in Christ, he's a what? In other words, God saw Peter from the light of Christ the moment Peter said, you are the Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So that simply means you are the head of the church because you know Christ. You submit to the rulership and the order and the lordship of Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But of course, he built the church total on what? On Christ Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you getting confused? I'm saying he built the church on Christ, but he made Peter also the leader because Peter knew that Jesus was who? The Christ. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Are you getting confused? Alright, so this was the reason why we have the Protestants today. Are we together? Just that I'm not part of the Protestants. I'm not protesting anything. And that was the reason why they had them. Alright? Glory to God. Do you understand me? Now, it's on the rock, Christ Jesus. There's a song we sing every time. On Christ the solid. Alright, philosophers sat down and they said, of course, the rock is who? Christ. That's why we had that song, right? Yes, on Christ the solid rock we stand, all other grounds are what? In other words, if you build your life on nothing less or higher, there's nothing higher than Christ. Nothing less than Christ. What happens? You will sink. According to what? Luke 6, when the flood beats you vehemently, what will happen? You will shake. You will sink. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Why? Because you didn't dig down and build your life on who? The rock. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So God said to Peter, he said, on this rock I'll build my church, that the gate of hell will not what? So why would the gate of hell not prevail? Because Peter was nice, because the church was crying, because the church was offering lambs. Why? Because the church builds themselves on who? Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Nothing less than what? Christ. So if you like, cry, cry, cry. If you don't know Christ, prophecy can be over you and you will fail. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So while I was thinking about all these things, pressing, God said, calm down, Simon. Go tell my people these things. A lot of people are crying. There's prophecy over them. They've tried. They still want to do bad things. The things they want to do, they don't find themselves doing. They just want to do bad, terrible things. Are people getting what I'm trying to say? And at the end of the time, when they do it, Satan will not come and shout, that's who you are. Do not feel frustrated. They are weary. They can't even run again. Do you know how many people have left church because of guilt? Because of guilt. They will tell themselves, Satan will come emotionally, be real to yourself. Can you do this thing? You finished suffering. You went back home. They've told you to press, that you can do it. And after you press and went back home, 2 days later, you did the same thing. You now came to church and all you are hearing, do you have hungry people in this place tonight? You're like that. See, brother, I've been hungry for years. And it's not working. People look down on these teachings because they want to sound lion. Brothers and sisters, they are rams. We want to come to the days of the Babalolas, the days where men walked on war. Then you see young boy Akai. We know all of these things. I saw it by God's special grace. You see me come bully, and I'm telling you, I don't care what they think about hunger. You think I just started yesterday. I was at the forefront of hunger. We are at the forefront of the apostolic. Forget my look. I had been there from like this. I looked like one that time. I was watching. I knew what was working and what was not working. Not because of... I knew by experience, not even by light yet. We tried it. It didn't work. We now calm down. I said, brothers, this day is not working. Let's look for another thing. Those days, if you see me lead prayer on hunger... literal hunger will start worrying you because we were the masters of it. I was privileged to know God early or to get into these things early. Let me not say know God early. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I will lead prayer on hunger. You must carry your chair. If you are not doing it the way we won't face you and be giving you personal rhema. You must take your chair to the side. You must hug something. Carry, put, get under the chair. Else. What was our scripture? He pours water on normal ground and flood on dry ground. So who are the flood? Who are the dry grounds tonight? Alright, so I'm not trying to mock those guys, but it doesn't work like that. Well, I've seen it. And after a lot of those things, people are still back to square zero. And of course, Satan, you can't try Satan. If he catches you like that, he will come and cripple your feet. You try, you fail, he will come. Before your pastor come, before your friend comes, Satan has... In fact, he was there when you were doing it. So see you all there. After you go and say you are hungry. Hungry for what? Mumu? If I were you, I'll go back to club. That's where I belong. And that's how a lot of people leave Christianity. Haven't you seen your FCS president recently or FCF president female recently? Some of them, you see them on Facebook, you cannot even recognize them. Has it happened to some of you? You see some FCS leaders you used to know. When you now see them on Facebook, you're like, Jesus Christ, what has happened to this guy? They look so bad, like bados. What happened? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That the time you meet, they will tell you, see, all these things we have done it before. There is nothing we have, is it pretty? I preach more than you. But see me today, I'm drinking alcohol. It doesn't work. Are you all listening to me? So I said, let's now sum total the law here. Or let's just say one. Let's just say, okay, the law here should signify what? Wrong doctrines. Because Jesus was telling us that in vain you can worship me when you take as what? The teachings of men. For instance, this is what we mean. This is what it means to worship God in vain. Can a lion eat? Maybe they eat grass. Do lions eat grass? Okay, they don't eat. There's a statement that says, no matter the situation report of the jungle, the lion will never what? Eat grass. It must feed on another animal, isn't it? Because they are carnivorous, right? Now, naturally lions, just that, you know, anytime I say this scripture, the book of Isaiah keep on haunting me. There's a prophecy in the book of Isaiah that says, in those days, it said both lion and lamb shall eat from the same source. I don't know whether it's flesh though, it eats or it's grass. But let's just forget that. Let's focus on our days. Do you understand? Focus on our days, okay? In our days now, we know that lions eat what? Flesh. And goats eat grass. So if you find a lion eating grass, maybe a strange lion, or probably the real lion. A strange lion, of course. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But if you find, and again, if you find a goat eating flesh, something is wrong somewhere. Imagine you wake up and your goat is eating flesh. Even to kill that goat and eat will tire you. You'll be wondering, what kind of goat is this one? You won't carry it and go and dash person. You will sow seed. That's when you remember you have a pastor or something. You may go and sow seed. This problem should fit pastor. Let him eat meat that has, he can handle that one. We cannot handle it. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's only natural that goat eat what? Grass. And lion eat what? If you find a goat eating flesh, it is strange. So, you know, that's what God is trying to say here. That you will come, they will tell you that you are a lion, you are a lion, you are a lion. Alright? And probably you were cascaded with the wrong philosophy of a lion. You know what that means? A lion has a big head, a small waist, right? Huh? Some people say it's not tail. He has a tail. He has a what? And a what? Now imagine that in your school they taught you that a lion has a neck. It doesn't have a tail. Which is true. He has a what? Small head. And a very big waist. Maybe that's what your teacher taught you. Amen? Right. It'll probably went to this school that they taught you like this. Don't ever pray with a lion. Lion is a dangerous animal. Lion will chop you low. Maybe that's what they taught you. Or lame water came from heaven. Another one came from down down. Another one came from dolue dolu. Amen? Maybe you were taught wrongly. So you now went to the jungle. You know, if you actually look like a lion. Have you seen these videos recently? That people dress like tiger and they enter a show and people are running. Have you seen the videos? Imagine somebody dressed like tiger and enter here. Oh my God. They may throw Elam up and be running. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, if you just imagine lion just enter here, I just stand here like this. And maybe it's Pastor Phil that just enter. I think we'll try that one day so that just we'll see how many of you run. Do you know a lot of people will run away? You will carry the Holy Ghost and run away. But imagine, now because you know the picture of a lion, isn't it? It has a big head, a small waist. Imagine the lion that he came like has a small head like his own. And a very big waist. And the lion enters and he's shaking his waist and he's doing wah, wah. Who will run? Everybody knows a lion has a what? Big head. So this is not the expectation of a lion in our hearts. We will chop that lion that day. Maybe we'll think it's a kangaroo. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We'll chop the lion. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because in our hearts a lion has a what? Not a what? Now imagine he now carries that kind of thing and enter jungle and wants to scare lions or scare hyenas. He enter and he don't and hyena are coming close to him. They are coming close to him. He may start shouting, please come over, this thing is not working. So the thing did not work. The thing that he did was in vain. The cascading was in vain. Because he took for the right perspective the wrong teachings of the people that told him about a lion, that spoke to him about a lion. The people gave him a wrong teaching about a lion. He now cascaded himself according to their knowledge. But there's an actual description of a lion. He has a what? Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Very important. This is what it means for to worship God in vain, because your expectation is that since you now know that you are like Christ, blah blah blah, you should live above sin, but you go back, sin live above you. Are you people getting what I'm saying? You cascaded yourself with wrong philosophies and ideologies. Of course, the litmus test that you know God is that you will not continue in your sin. But when you go back and sin continues over you, that means something is wrong in your knowledge of God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You said, I'm taking over the world. There's prophecy over me. As you get back home, the world takes over you. Immediately with ease. The same thing that happened to people that break their fast with an addiction. You see, because they had it wrong. What they were doing was not right. It was just human activity. Why? Because prayer is not prayer until there's revelation. And fasting is a type or a kind of prayer. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing the word. When we fast and pray, we are building up our most holy faith. That came by hearing the word. So if the light of scriptures you had about God was false, your praying and fasting cannot generate power. It cannot build your faith and cause you to triumph. I even get on trying to explain to you. The same condition Paul is talking here in Romans 7:1. He said, I speak to them that know the law. The word know here is from the root word in Greek called ginosko. Ginosko. It is a knowledge from experience. Other preachers may say experiential knowledge. Knowledge that comes by experience. So Paul is like, since I, Paul, tried living by the law before. Remember, Paul was a Pharisee. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So he lived by the law before. That is why he was telling them that me and you people understand that even though these Gentiles don't understand, we know that this thing is not working. This law thing you people are doing is not working. And somewhere in Romans, in verse 9 and 10, he says, the law is good. Thou shalt not do this thing is good. Thou shalt not do that is good. He said, but the law as a system of operation is bad. He said, but that is why the things I don't want to do, I find myself what? In 14, he said, the laws are the ways of another man. But we are sold under the nature of sin and death. Because they were not born again. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. They are living by the law. They don't want to receive Christ. They were the people Jesus spoke about in Matthew when he said that a doctor comes for the sick. He said, they that are okay do not need a doctor. It was the Pharisees he was speaking to. Because they came to him and they were acting as if they were already righteous. So he said, I came for the sick, not for those that are okay. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because they felt like their righteousness was enough. That's why they opposed Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Paul said they were hypocrites. They know the truth. And if they can be truthful to themselves, in verse 7, he says, in verse 14, I mean, he said, the law are the ways of another man, but we are sold under the nature of sin and death. That's why verse 15, he said, the things I don't want to do, I find myself what? He said, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. You see Paul saying, what I hate, he's making it look like it's him, because he's trying to teach them from his own experience when he was trying to live by the law too, before Jesus saved him. I hear people get what I'm trying to explain to you. So it was not supposed to be a present day reality for Christians. That is why you should not get a worship song from this, because Paul was going somewhere. This is not the destination. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you here? There is no way that this can be your reality. Because if you go downwards and read, go ahead and read. Read verse 16, for instance. Read verse 16. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the Lord that is good. Next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. You see Paul just insulting himself here, right? Next part of scripture. I want to show you where he said he needed deliverance. Next part of scripture. What's the last verse then? Maybe it's the last verse. Next part of scripture. Just keep on going. Go. Oh, wretched man, that what? Who will what? See 23 before this. I think he said something that led him here. He said, but I see another law in my members. What is his members here? His body. Warring what? Against the law of my mind. Meaning in my mind, I really want to do it. Remember, Romans 9, what did he tell us? Not of him that what? Or him that what? But of God that's what? So in his heart, he wants to do it. But there's another law physically. He's saying, there is prophecy. I don't want to fail God. And the other law is saying, you don't fail him already. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So this law in my body is just subjecting me. There's nothing I can do about it. Paul speaking here. At that time when he was living by the law. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So he needed the right information to cause him to triumph. Because what was the formula for living in righteousness? If you live under law, you'll be what? Sin will have what? Dominion over you. But if you live under grace, you will have what? Dominion over sin. So what is the solution here? Grace. The finished work of Jesus. So let's read the solution. Romans 8:1, which is a continuation of Romans 7. Are we together? It's a continuation. Because after that last part of scriptures, is verse 1 of Romans 8. It said, there is therefore now. Everybody say now. You see, Paul was going somewhere, like I told you. He had not landed yet. So don't generate song from 7 yet. He said, now there is no what? Condemnation to those who were there in Christ Jesus. He said, why? Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to what? Because there's another law in the flesh, warring against the law of my mind. But now in Christ, I'm not walking according to the flesh. I'm walking according to what? The Spirit. Are you seeing this now? So I can live a glorious life. So if you don't understand these things, if you like be shouting like a lion, it will not work. Have tongues so wild like wild animals, you will still sing. You must understand these things. When I turned to see the lion that prevailed, what did he see? A lamb. People don't like to talk about that lamb. It's so cute, so nice. Too casual. Lion is very expressive. So they like to present God like a lion, not knowing that he prevailed as a lamb. He didn't prevail as a lion. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Even John the Revelator, he was expected to see a lion. He was crying. There was no victory for the church. Awesome book, the book of Revelation. Very wonderful book. Hallelujah to Jesus. And while he was crying for the church, because they were under bondage, you know, the Bible said, one of the elders, 24 elders, touched him and said, do not cry. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Should we read it again? Let's go there. Revelations 5, so that you see it. You know, some people are wondering whether I'm creating scriptures. Revelation 5 from verse 1. So now Pastor Simon Kutamo, I know I've ever seen him before. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with what? Next part of scripture. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. There are strong angels. They are around us. Amen. What did the angel shout? Who is worthy? It's strong, not like you. Now let's shout like an angel. Want to go? Who is worthy? Look at how some of you are speaking. It's a strong angel shout. You are his hardy. Tell him this go. It's a strong angel. He shouted, who is worthy to open the scroll and to lose its seals? Next part of scripture. And no one in heaven, or no one on the earth, or under the earth, all those Baphomet, were not. They ran for their life. They know that if they catch them in that place, imagine they come and knock them and say, they will beat you. You are very stupid. No one, what is that? Pokoka demon again? Oleku. He couldn't come. Is he mad? They didn't even recognize him as a demon. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They are Amadio at them. Nobody knew them that time. It was when everything has finished that they started running, and when they were running for their life, they now discovered themselves in one African country. Then people now started hyping them. If not, in the real realm there, nobody knows them. Don't you see that when America were choosing demons, they didn't even choose them. Hallelujah to Jesus. They were very useless. They couldn't even show themselves. Show their face safe. No one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Are they mad? That's part of scripture. It says, so I wept much, John. He was in the midst of this vision, weeping. Because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. Nobody. Even to look. None of them. Next part of scripture. Oh, glory. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed. Now catch something here. He didn't say he will prevail. He said he has prevailed. Meaning, John, this thing has happened, but you are about to realize it. Oh, you didn't catch what I'm trying to say. It has happened, John, but you are about to realize it. It happened when Jesus died, was buried, and what? Resurrected. It happened. He prevailed. And John, you're about to realize it. That is why the church was suffering. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Suffer it to be so. Some of you are just looking at me. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed. To open the scroll and to lose its seven seals. Next part of scripture. And I look and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamp as though it has been what? As though it has what? Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Next part of scripture. If you like, go and draw a lamp with seven eyes. It's you that know what you are doing. You know, some people are very funny. They read this thing finished. They'll go and draw a lamp. Some of them will have living creatures in their world. You go to the church, it looks like Amadiwa shrine. Listen. These are all figurative. The Bible never said she go and draw a lamp with seven eyes. You are a babalawo. You are worshipping babalawo. You are a babalawo. Are you listening to me? And to look at the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when that happened, what next? It said, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Tarrying for long, isn't it? Next part of scripture. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll. And to what? For you were what? And have what? By your word. Out of every word. And what? And what? And what? Shout hallelujah. You are worthy to take the scroll. To open its seals. You were slain. And have what? Redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, every what? And what? And what? Glory. Every tribe, people, nation, we've been redeemed. No matter the depths of your sin. Glory to God forevermore. Are you seeing it here? That's what Jesus did for you. So there is now no condemnation for you who are in Christ. Because you don't walk after the flesh, go back to Romans 8:1. But after what? The Spirit. And you operate by another law. Say, I operate by another law. Not just another law, the law is higher. These things should give you confidence. Don't expect yourself to ever be a prey to the devil again. Look at what Jesus has done for you. This knowledge by default kills the appetite. Because as we're teaching you this, it is unraveling your new nature. To you, you are becoming more aware and touching your new or real nature, your supposed nature. And the Bible says, becoming partakers of his divine nature will have what? Escape the corruption that is in the world through us. How do we become partakers of his divine nature? By the knowledge of his great and precious promises, like we are knowing tonight. Verse 2. We walk according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life. Where's that law? Where's that law? Jesus has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. I live by a higher law. These things should wow your mind. They should hit your heart. They should be your meditation every morning, every night. It will keep you in constant glory. You can't know these things and walk in sin. It's not possible. This is where we stood from and say a child of God has no weakness. This is where we stood from. You don't walk after the flesh. You walk after the Spirit. Are you here? Say, I live by another law. a higher law. A higher law. Say, Pastor Simon, I don't like to be insincere. I want to be very sincere. I'm not living by a higher law. I haven't sinned before I came to church. That's the condition you found yourself. That's not God's condition for you. God's word is the mirror. We read that at the beginning. Jesus is the mirror. His word is the mirror. The revelation of Jesus is our true mirror. When we see the word, we see our actual self and actual reality. And beyond the present happiness, we speak God's word. Faith entails that we don't only believe, we speak. Are you listening? So you may be in a wrong place already in your life, but the status quo is not you. Believe God's word. You may be experiencing something wrong. Speak God's word. God's word is your reality. And it is through your speaking and believing you come out from your present condition. You can never come out until you believe and speak. The law of faith entails that you don't only believe. What do? You speak. Are you listening to me tonight? These are the things of the Spirit. That's how it works. I don't like talking. Me, I don't like talking. You must know how to talk as a child of God. You must learn how to speak. Say, me, I'm a quiet person. Well done. There is no way you can walk in the glory being quiet. Death was swallowed up by what? Victory. Even in the victory, yeah, God has to use mouth. Meaning victory has got a big mouth. It swallowed up death. Did you see that? You must learn to open your mouth and speak God's word. With a heart, one believes unto what? With his tongue, confession is made unto what? Salvation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? Next part of scripture, verse 3. It says, what the law could not do. You see? That's why Paul said, don't live by the law. Remember Romans 7 now. Hey, be alive. Touch your neighbor. Say, don't allow Satan to distract you. What are you thinking? Ah! If you are preaching this kind of thing, you are thinking another thing. It's a real attack. Forget it. You are thinking of house rent. Just focus. Want to go. For what the law... Why? God in the likeness on account, what did he do? He condemned sin. Did you see that? The law could not do it. That's why Paul was like, stop living by the law. It can't solve the problem. Jesus came, he did it by the death, his death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Woo, glory. 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 Verse 4, let's read together. Verse 4. It says, that the righteous requirement of the law may be what? Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So everything the law wanted will be fulfilled in us. Everything thou shalt not is fulfilled in us. Some people think the law and grace are fighting. No, Jesus brought grace so that everything law wants will be fulfilled in grace. Because you see, all the laws you are supposed to keep is not captured in the Ten Commandments. Neither is it captured in the 300. There are a lot of laws God wants you to keep. Beyond all of those things. Don't you know? For instance, did you see thou shalt not smoke Igbo? It's not there. Because probably Moses never saw a day where people would prefer to smoke leaves than eat food. Moses never envisioned that the problem, the demon for Igbo had not resurrected, that it had not started manifesting. He was still small, infant. But through time he grew. And now they have marijuana. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Moses never envisioned a day that people will be smoking something like aspen and even have a company to produce it. He never envisioned it. So, sin were just great. Now, I'm sure Moses never envisioned a day where a man will wake up and say he wants to marry a man. I think Moses had an idea in those days. He said they should kill them if they see them. They should kill them. They should not even bring them to him. They should just stone their head, let them die. You know it's in the law. If they catch you, it's killed. God help you that Moses is not around again. That guy was... That's not where he stopped. He said if they catch anybody, disrespect their father. Some of you, your mother will talk, you say, blah, 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 blah. He said if you catch them, bring them to the front. Do you know what he said they should do to them? Stone them. Yeah, 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 daddy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I will talk my mind. I will talk my... If I don't talk, I don't go rest. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of you, your mother talk one, you have talk five. Mommy, then you go and apply. They just tell you, get out from this place. Did I tell you? Did we tell you we are looking for people like you in this office? They say apply. Everybody apply. You applied. They talk to everybody nicely to go. They shout for you to go. Your own sin is too much. Spoke against your mother. You shout for your mother. Because your mother told you, you should not do that. You shout. And what did your mother tell you not to do? Sin, no. See, that boy you are following will deceive you. Say, leave him! Let him deceive me! See you. She has been there. You want your mother to tell you the whole story. Probably she was even deceived. So she's telling you what they did to me, they'll do to you. She doesn't want to make it look like she had been there. It's very difficult to explain something to this Gen Z generation. Gen Z. He doesn't like you. He loved me. He cried. He cried. He loved me. Why does he love me? He cried. He cried and knelt down. That's why he loves you. Yes. Who does that? Why does he love you? He bought me iPhone. Wow. Why does he love you? He bought me fish. And brought to my house. Fish that my mother did not buy for me, he bought for me. Because, you know, you might go to your mother and say, Mommy, buy me fish. She will say, will you get her from this place? Are you mad? You now go to the buy me fish. You now buy two. You and your friend. See, I talk him. So it's very difficult to advise Gen Z generation. Because you see, the devil is on a mission. Are you listening? He's on a serious mission. People don't understand. Have you seen what is happening lately with music industry? Did you see that they are the one exposing themselves lately? We did not say anything, no. They started with Puff Daddy, whatsoever Diddy. They started explaining how they are winning Grammy. You are seeing. Are you not ashamed that you were listening to all those songs? You were not knowing what was happening in the background. Hey, you just be vibing. I beg, leave me, let me enjoy my life. This is a Christian God is envisioning to take over the world. Vibing to Burna Boy. You know why we're doing that? The flesh was at work in your life. Have you people seen how critical this situation is? You know, one time, anytime I see this thing, I get pained. And I ask myself, I say, why is it that this thing is even paining me? They should go and die. Why is that when I see evil things, it pains me? Then the Lord showed me a scripture. Let me show you. He showed me a scripture. He said, you can't help it, son, especially that you are a prophet. You cannot help it. Let me show you briefly before I continue. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. He said, you can't help it. You are designed that way. Let's read together. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and what? For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Next part of scripture. Now, I want you to relate it with the TPT. I wonder if it will do justice to it. And the Amplified probably. He said, I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers. Nor did I rejoice. I sat alone. Because of your hand. For you have filled me with indignation. Let's see another rendition. Give me the Amplified or the TPT. Just relate it for me. So that you will understand it better. Firstly, Jeremiah said, I've eaten your word. Alright? Next, he now said, when I saw the rubbish happening, I had to go and sit alone. Because your hand is what? Upon me. That talks about the anointing upon him as a prophet. What is happening with the media? Give me verse 17. Let's read together. I want to go. I did not sit in the group of what? At their sin. So it's more like an anointing that you can't even take nonsense. If you stay so much with the presence of God, when you see nonsense, it will pain you. You can't take it. The indignation of their sin will just come upon you. You are just pained. Are you listening to me? You are pained at the sight of the rubbish happening. Glory to God forevermore. That's why when you start learning on the prophetic, they will say one of the proof that you are a prophet is that you are a person of burdens. You carry a lot of burdens. You think a lot. Something is happening to a particular place, you carry it on your head. You know, one time Moses said, God, kill me. Read that part of scripture? He said, kill me. He said, why did you put the burden of the people on me? God did not say, I have put the burden of the people on me. He said, he was feeling it. He said, kill me so that I can rest. He said, if you love me, I may check it for you before. He said, God, if you love me, if you truly love me, kill me, let me rest. That's what Moses opened his mouth to say to God. He said, if you love me, you can imagine such a statement. That if God loved him, he should kill him, let him rest. He said, because the burden of the people is much. Immediately I saw that scripture, I remember I started laughing. That's what happens to a true pastor. You carry a lot of burdens. Sometimes things people are living their life. If somebody is on Facebook going, I like the way you roll it, you are crying. Because you have seen that person in your church before. You are making all the calls. Are you seeing what your are you saying? You can't sleep in the night. You may now logically start speaking. Why am I even worried? You now say, I will not be worried again. 5 a.m. you wake up, you start thinking again. Oh God, why? It's supposed to be like that. Are you listening to me? And sometimes, how you express those indignation is prayer. It becomes a burden, you begin to pray. You begin to pray. You begin to pray. You are praying for them. You are praying for them. Of course, that's the true test of a leader. You don't first come with shouting. I warn you. First pray. Pray. Somebody going like this, all of a sudden, the person started going like this. You think it's natural. You start thinking, is it not you? That everything they say, do, you do? What happened? So, then what is the solution now? If get out from this place, idiots. You have changed. You are now big. No, that's not the solution. You must understand that the devil is really working hard. Are you listening to me, people of God? What will you do at that point? Prayer. Prayer. That's how a true leader be. Before he comes to advice, he will pray. Take some time. Pray. It's a fight. See what is happening in the music world that is being revealed lately. Some people have been hearing these songs every day. They wake up hearing. They don't care what is really happening at the background. They don't care where those songs come from. See what the people are saying lately. Today I came across more than 20 videos. I couldn't stop watching. They are the ones coming to expose themselves. That is an agenda. Of course, what you have been saying here, they said it. They said that any information you pass through music cannot be rejected. Have you heard somebody that on a normal day will not say certain things while he's saying it in music? There are certain words you cannot say naturally as a human being. But when it comes through music, you find yourself saying them. Haven't you noticed in Nigeria? People sing about private parts. Naturally, you can't talk about those things. But when it comes cascaded through music, you find yourself saying them because of the melody. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Then you allow children. Do you know what it means to allow children to listen to those things? You are thinking, You have just been a liberal Christian. They are thinking agenda. How little are you? How cheap are you? When we talk, some so-called foolish Christians begin to argue. We knew these things a long time before they started saying it now. So if they never spoke about it, some of you would have not realized. What is it about sleeping with a man? You are a man. Sleep before he gets a Grammy. What is it about it? Because what matters the most is not the voice he had. It's his soul. It should be compromised. They are the one pouring all these things on the TV. They want children to learn all of these wrong words. They want children to begin to... Why are they enforcing it in school? See it. When I was watching the news today, I told my wife, I said, this thing is bigger than this young man. The system, the government system is part of it. He may be released, I told her. What will a country that has given approval for men to marry men do to such a man? Such a foolish ideology. So what is his case now? Sleeping with a man is not bad in the country. That country. The case he has now is that he raped a man. That's the case the man has in court. What kind of case is that? Men that came out and they want different, they are still singing, you know. They raped you, came out, you celebrated what you were raped for to carry. And you are still singing. And they say they found more than 1,000 baby oil in his house. Meaning there were 1,000 coming more. He was waiting for, as long as he sees a star rising, come. Oh, there, Jesus. And Christian will sit down. It's not about, the God of this will give you this. I see you getting a car in 2 years. Amen. That's what you live for. Oh, there, Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. That is why worshippers must understand it's beyond music. We are trying to fulfill an agenda. Are you listening? You must rise in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Why do you think, imagine it, you think some of these guys rising and painting their lips, a gospel singer, his lips is like a woman, opening his chest, dressed useless, such a person can carry the fire of the Holy Ghost into such systems? You even do collab with them. Some of them started it already. There was a time a gospel singer sang with a worldly singer. She sang gospel, the lady rap, and when they finished, they went back to their two worlds. Then when we talk, they say, no, you people have been too much hyper. Grace, you don't even know the purpose of grace. The purpose of grace is not for grace. Let me put it like that. The purpose of grace is for kingdom. You were washed, called out by the precious blood of Jesus into a particular place. Where is that place? Kingdom. We all make up the kingdom. What was the protocol that took us into the kingdom? The blood of Jesus, signified by his what? Death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Revelation 5, 1, 5, and 6. We'll read it together in the Amplifier rendition, everybody. Revelation 1, 5, and 6. Everybody, let's read together. The first media. Want to go? And from Jesus Christ, the what? The firstborn from the dead, and what? To him who always loves us, and who has what? Freed us, or washed us from what? By his what? You are seeing the workings of grace, which is his what? Sacrificial death. Why did he do all of these things? Is it for the purpose of these things he did? No. And formed us. The reason why he did everything there was so that we are formed into a what? What? Which is his what? His subjects. That is now total Lord over us. He flows through us. Prince to his God and Father, and to him be glory and power and the majesty and dominion forevermore. It can never be praise, glory and power to him except we understand that we are now his kingdom, his subject. Little wonder Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. When he heard that the church were in sin, He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. Let's see it. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. See what he said. He didn't say, don't worry. After you sin, the blood of Jesus will come and pay. He didn't. Not that that wouldn't happen. But even if it happened and keeps on happening, you are not mature. You don't understand the purpose of his death, burial, and resurrection. He didn't come so that you sin and rise. No! We are not trying to make heaven. We've been called to bring heaven to the earth. That's the call of God upon our lives. He said, teach us how to pray. The 12. He said, pray our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom. Your will be done. As it is done where? That's what Jesus wants. He wants the only civilization on earth to be heaven. He wants the whole earth civilized with the culture of heaven. That's the agenda we have as Christians. That's why we're not joking. He said, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom? Have you ever seen any dead person inheriting something? Meaning it has to do with your flesh. If you are dead today, it's not because your spirit died. It's because your flesh is dead. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, the unrighteous cannot inherit the kingdom. Or even share in the kingdom. He said, do not be deceived. Neither the what? No what? No what? No what? By what? Not those who what? They can't. If the Pope knew this, he would not say bless a man and a man. He doesn't know this. With no disrespect. He doesn't understand the kingdom. Because the homosexuality cannot inherit the kingdom. They can't. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you tonight? Christianity is beyond fall and rise. No. Jesus wants you to be above only. The blood can cause that to happen. See, the finished work of Jesus is not that cheap. It's not cheap at all. That when you understand it, you fall. No, you can't fall. I haven't known Jesus. It's not possible. We were washed once and for all. The blood in verse 5 of Revelation 1, the Bible says it has freed us. Not freeing us. Freed us. It can free you at once. Release you from the snare of Satan at once. When Jesus said it is finished, he meant it. He was not joking. He knew what he did. The curtains were torn into two. Men had access to the holiest of all. Having had access to the holiest of all, you can't go back living the same life. We now have access to the glory. It's not cheap. See, when we preach religion, people can come to church and go back insane. When we preach kingdom, it's not possible. It's not possible. Religion prepares people for heaven one day. The kingdom brings heaven to the earth. It raises men that brings what? Heaven to the earth. So we're not living to make heaven one day. No, we're living with the capacity that can bring heaven to the earth. And if you look at this scripture critically, that is 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. It said the unrighteous cannot inherit. Another word the Bible uses to explain this same perspective is in 1 Corinthians 15. Down around 15. Media, look it up. Put it up for me. It says, don't you understand that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom? Remember? In 6:9 he says, the unrighteous cannot inherit. Now he says, flesh and blood. In 1 Corinthians 15. He said, do you not know that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom? In other words, as long as you see yourself as a normal human being, you cannot live the glory of God. You must live insane. Anybody that sees himself as normal will live insane. That is why people that see themselves as normal human beings will always say they have a weakness. They will never see what the finished work of Jesus has truly done for them. Though they always think that they are like everybody upon the face of the earth. We are not like everybody. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Now, Jesus is calling us to inherit the kingdom. And he's telling us flesh and blood cannot inherit it. Meaning that in the heart of Jesus, he knows that we are not flesh and blood. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you tonight? How do we know that? If the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead, if that spirit dwells in you, Romans 8:11, what has that spirit done? Quicken your mortal body. Say, I've been quickened. Meaning God expects us to think beyond mortality to immortality. He even said it in Timothy.
He said by the gospel, immortality has been brought to light.
Oh, there, Jesus.
When Jesus heard that somebody died, he didn't say that is the end. God gives and God took. He said, the Bible said he cried, he wept. He said, Lazarus, come back alive. The Bible said the last enemy that will be conquered is what? Death is not a norm. It's not a friend. It's an enemy. If it was a norm, Jesus would have said, God has given. God has taken Lazarus. No, he wept. It's an abnormality. Are you here tonight? But if your heart is ready to receive death, you will die, brother. My heart is not ready for death. My heart knows that I ought to live and live alone. Oh, glory to God. And if God wants me before the parousia, it will be a glorious return. Like Paul, who will say we have fought a good fight of faith. It will not be that you are just moving something, plug it. No. Somebody told me one time, Pastor Simon, the way you preach, what if somebody shoots a gun and you don't know, you are just walking, the gun now hits your head. I said, no, it will not hit my head. I may be walking normally, but I've spoken words. There are things in the spirit, strategies in the spirit. We don't joke. See, you may joke with it. I don't joke with it. I am come to Mount Zion. You may think you are in Makodi. Yes, I'm in Makodi in Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable multitude of angels, where the spirit of just men are made perfect. Don't joke with these things. People may mock you, but they will see soon. They will see the glory of God soon. Don't joke with them. They are real. The things which are not seen are more real. Check the Bible. There was a man called Elisha. They were in a cave. The government wanted him because from his cave he would hear their discussion. They wanted the man. They came with a lot of soldiers just for one prophet. It was terrifying the whole of Israel. And when they came, his servant saw it. And he said, Master, they are everywhere. There are so many, I can't see their end. But when he went back to his master, Elisha, the man was just smiling and praising God, probably. He was just enjoying himself, warming himself. No outer of fear. Why was he not scared? Why? Why? He saw something bigger and mightier than soldiers. If your eyes be single, your whole body, Amara Shakabaya, sight is reality. Your whole body will be flooded with light. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The man was not scared a bit. He said, Lord God Almighty, open the eyes of your servant so that he may see. He may see what we've got in the spirit. Elijah would have said, they're in the spirit, it doesn't matter. No! It matters. That is why I can't say I'm sick, even though it's in the spirit. I cannot be sick. In the pain, I'm still confident. Somebody say, Pastor, always advise people that they should go to doctors. I can tell you, go to doctor if your faith is not strong. But understand, you ought to live by faith and not by sight. There are sicknesses that doctors will refer you back to your home and God. At that point, what will you do? The God that can heal headache, can heal HIV. It's the same power. You are the one magnifying the problem. It's the same power. I've checked through scripture. God happens to us according to our faith. He was going somewhere. They said, come and meet my daughter. She's dead. He followed the person like a robot. He followed the man to his house. He prayed for the daughter. She got back to life. The other one said, you don't need to come. Speak a word. He said, I'm a man of authority. I say to one, come. They come. I know you've got authority. If you can just speak now, wherever my servant is, he will jump back. One said, follow us. He followed according to that. One said, speak. He said, oh, I've not seen such great faith. Meaning faith is a function of revelation. He said, I've not seen such a great faith. And immediately the man went back home. His servant was jumping and walking and enjoying his life. Like his faith caused it to happen. Simon, you are just there. Yeah. That you have angels. They will shoot you to enter. You may think it will enter. Listen, I'm not a fool. I'm not going to stay somewhere and when they are shooting gun. I'll say, shoot me. If, for instance, we're in a situation, we don't plan it. In Nigeria now, be ready for anything, oh. If you're not ready for anything in Nigeria, you're on your own. Is it soldiers you're hoping on? Is it police you're waiting for? Be ready for anything. People traveling right now don't even know what is in their front. That is why God gave us one of the tools called prayer. Praying in the spirit. We don't know how to pray. We don't know what is ahead. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the spirit helped our infirmity. With groanings our words cannot express. They say you just wake up every morning, blah, 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 and you are poor. Who told you we are praying because of money alone? There are things mightier than money. There are things weightier than money. Can money buy life? Ah, Rabosa Kataya. Can money buy life? It can buy. We are saying, you say, you are saying rubbish. Be excited. Paul said to men, we utter nonsense. He said, but in the spirit, we are uttering mysteries. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, there are tongues of men, but there are tongues of angels. You are speaking nonsense on the earth. In the spirit, you are giving instructions to angels. Suddenly, you are traveling. You don't know what is before you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We are in a glorious life. We are in the glory. Like Paul, you don't know what is before you. Paul would have not warmed himself if he saw that snake. He warmed himself. The snake fastened himself, beat Paul, and ran away. About to run away. The Bible did not say Paul said, oh, I'm finished. You know what the Bible said? He said the Pharisees seen what happened. They say, wow. All the heresies he has been saying, God is now ready to kill him. Because of the stupid revelations he has been giving. Little wonder when I said the Christian has no weakness and I heard somebody call me a fake prophet, I said, glory to God. Why in it? The Bible said they sat down watching the scene, excited that Paul will die. Oh, they never knew scriptures. Thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. The Bible said Paul did not cry. I said, God, oh, almighty, oh, what faith? Faith is a function of revelation. The victory that has overcome the world is not what is written, is our faith. How rich you are in faith is how much revelation you've got about God's word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Paul, oh my goodness. The Bible never said Paul now say la ba 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 ja ga 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 ga. No, if Paul did like that, he didn't do his assignment. Tongues is not for situations like that. You generate power with tongues. You solve problems with declarations. Do you understand what I just said? When you pray in tongues, you are edifying yourself. You can't be edifying yourself when you have a problem. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You should have generated enough power to solve the problem. That is why I don't joke with praying. What happened? The Bible says Paul took it quietly, threw it back into the fire. We are not sure if he ate it. He took it back, threw it back. Listen, poison by default, naturally, that man was supposed to die in less than 2 minutes, according to sciences. According to science, in less than 2 minutes, that should get to his heart and he should be dead. But no, he broke that law. Another law worketh in us. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When you believe things like this, people say, are you a mumu? We are not mumu. They say, run to hospital, take him. No. What if we're in a forest? Somewhere we don't know. And snake comes and beats somebody. What should we do? Before we take him to the hospital, 2 minutes is passed. What will happen to that person? He will be dead. But you see, with the understanding of the glory, it's not possible. Paul shook it, threw it back in the fire. Nothing happened. That's what happens when you travel sometimes. Are you listening to me? That's what happens. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Prayer is powerful. I told you what happened to me one time in Abuja. I never knew it's God's strategy. Pull fuel. I refused to pull the fuel. Put fuel. I don't know what was wrong with me. I had the money. I didn't put the fuel. Bought a car for bolts. I wanted to give someone for bolts. And while we're coming, the car stopped, me and my friend. And we came out, gisting. Instead of going, we're just gisting. We never knew that that's hotspot for kidnapping in Abuja. Wuse Bridge, beside the market, that bridge under. We were under the dark. There was no living soul there in the night. Suddenly, two people just jumped out from nowhere and started coming towards us. Prior to that day, they had killed somebody and taken his car. And I told my friend, I said, these guys look strange. He said, I'm observing that too. So we stood one, we just gave ourselves space. And I removed the key. It was in my pocket. The guy just came and he tried to remove something from his pocket like a gun. We're watching this guy. He entered the car, scared too, tried to start. He didn't start. He didn't see. He came out, got so mad. Of course, we too were ready. I'm talking about spiritual power now. We are looking at them in a strange way to know that if you come here and we hit you and you are dead, that is your fault. But we're not so feeling, because we don't know what they were doing like this to remove. And listen, they just took a few things, one or two little things, and they left, they ran away. The Holy Ghost started talking to me. He said, that is why I told you not to buy fuel. Oh my God. You see, now, if we have, listen carefully, let me show you a scripture. I saw it today. You know, some people don't understand what obedience means. They say, money did that place, we don't travel there. Fret not, do not be wondering, me, I'm in Makodi, they are in that place. Who will make more money? Oh, if you keep on thinking like that, you will be broke. Be excited. Open this scripture for me. Why is the story of Jonah in the Bible? I will find it, don't worry. All right. Is in Jonah, some people don't even know that Jonah is in the Bible. Jonah 1, verse 2. Basically, say, you didn't even. I said, where is the story of Jonah in the Bible? Everybody was looking at me. That means you were not sure it was Jonah. Okay, St. Jonah, beautiful. The rest of us wanted to say Samuel. Want to read. But you have come to Mount Zion. Jonah 1:3 from verse 1. People will put us in trouble one day in this church. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time saying, next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. But Jonah rose up to flee unto the Tarshish. That's where I want. Verse 1. That said, but Jonah, where Jonah disobeyed. Verse 2 of chapter 1. Give it to me. You see something so exciting. I remember that story. So beautiful. But Jonah ran to what? Now, let's see from verse 2. Oh. We're about to close. Go to Nineveh. That's what the Lord said, right? That great city and what? For their word. Next part of scripture. Oh, there Jesus. But Jonah ran away to what? To escape from the presence of the Lord. Stop. Have you seen it? What did you see? Stand up and tell me. I say, have you seen it? You say yes. Stand up and tell me what you say. Okay, I responded to the word. All right. He said, but Jonah ran away to Tarshish to escape from the presence of the Lord. God said, go to so-and-so place, Nineveh. Jonah ran away to Tarshish. And the Bible is saying, instead of Nineveh now, they are now replacing Nineveh for the presence of the Lord. In other words, the presence of the Lord is obedience. When you are in obedience, you are in the presence of the Lord. Meaning when God said, do this, and you are doing it, you are in His presence. If you are not doing it, you are not in His presence. That's why instructions are powerful. You receive them in the place of prayer. You tell God, I'm ready to do business. Then you start legislating. God gives you an instruction. As you go there based on the leading of the Spirit, every force of heaven is following you. So where does God want you to be? God told you be here. So no. There's more money in Abuja. There's more money. You were told. He didn't tell you that. And he's wondering, do you know me? My presence is the most wealthiest place in the whole world. If you have that mentality, you can never be disadvantaged. Say, I can never be disadvantaged. It doesn't matter where you are. You can never be disadvantaged. I've never thought about leaving this state for another state to see more glory of God in my life. No. You can leave, I'll be here. But I bet you, you will see it from wherever you are. It's the truth. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, behold, king and nation shall come. He did not say to the brightness of the city. He said, to the brightness of thy rising. The brightness of your light. That's why Jesus said, let your light, let it so shine. It is up to you. How do we work at our salvation and cause our light to shine? In the place of prayer. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Spirit helped our infirmity with groanings. Words cannot express. That's why I was emphasizing the need for prayer. Pray in the Spirit. Pray always. Like Paul. He said, I thank my God I pray in tongues more than ye all. Pray. With this understanding, when you pray, life is simple and sweet. Without your understanding, it becomes stress. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why I started teaching something like this is because even if we have been called, go and preach to all men. God doesn't want anybody to be unsaved. You can't go there if you are filled with the same sin those people are filled with. You need help too. But if you understand your place in Christ, if you understand these things, you do it with joy. You win souls. In fact, nobody will remind you to win souls. One of the litmus tests that you're on fire is how much you are willing to talk to people about Jesus. You can't hold it. The thing is so much. He wants to jump from your inside to another person. Are you listening to me? Oh, glory to God forevermore. Learn to pray. Prayer is not for Old Testament guys. It's the common denominator for manifestation. Through the Old Testament prophet to the New Testament people. You want to say manifestation? You must learn to pray. Accept it. It's a good body. Are you listening to me? Stay in the presence of God. Stay within the parameters of God's obedience. I mean, God speaking to you. You are in His presence when you follow what He's saying. When He says, do this, do it. You're in His presence. There's protection in His presence. There's provision in His presence. In a generation where people they don't even care about God's will. Care about it. It makes life sweet and easy. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't be ruled by pride. No. Hallelujah to Jesus. Tell yourself, I'm going to bring my family to lamplight. Accept the burden of prayer. Stop crying. It's for losers. I refuse to cry. I will pray. The Bible says, worry about nothing. And it didn't say cry about everything. It rather said, pray about everything. Meaning how to replace worry is prayer. Pray. Pray about everything. Do not worry. When you see a problem, start praying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rebo kabashandabaya. Are you here tonight? Pray, 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 pray. Worry not. And don't pray when there's problem. Don't wait when there's problem before you start praying. Make prayer a lifestyle. You see what prayer can do? It will solve future problems before they even come. You see, why some Christians will just wake up, yaga, yaga, yaga. No, we're not fools. God made it that way. Why do you think we don't have those kind of useless problems? Because we pray. 10 minutes of praying in the Spirit, it solves 2 years' problem, 3 years' problem. Minutes of praying in the Spirit, because a day in the Spirit is better than what? 1,000 years elsewhere. You can use 5 minutes tongue to solve more than 5 years' problem. Pastor Simon, forget about all these useless teachings out there. everywhere. Pastor Simon, how do I get into wealth? How do I get into be on fire? You get into wealth. Just be on fire for the Lord. Have this voracious appetite to fulfill purpose. Like, God, give me money. What does God want you to do? Have you discovered it? Do it with the whole of your heart. He will cause provision to come for you to do it well. If you are not doing it, he will not open the doors for provision to come. It's a system created in the spirit already. Discover purpose, follow it, you will get provision. That is why if you have a business, never make that business number one more than the things of God. Never. You may think that you are being wise. No, you are being foolish. When it comes to the things of God, you look on it, you come late, you behave anyhow you want to behave. But when it comes to your own personal business, you advertise. You are not wondering. You do plenty of advertisement. Only two people respond. Remember, when God told you in church through your pastor, win 100 souls, how many have you won? How far have you advertised to win? But when it comes to your business, when it comes to money, you are pursuing money like life. Oh, people are not wise. For obedience is better than sacrifice. Common Bible study you cannot attend. You know, on Sunday we're hearing some reports. And I said, oh, funny. Bible study, they couldn't attend. And when, I think their HOD spoke to them and they got offended. And when I was receiving the report, I said, why did you call them and what is your problem? Sir, the way they are doing, the way they do not know what is wrong with somebody. Somebody traveled, they did not call the person. I said, you even gave the person the privilege to talk. That's a child. If you throw that one away, God will not even pick that one. He can't use such a person. You know, some of you think he leaves the 99 for one. You think it's a rhythm that you should be singing and jumping. A foolish 99. Go and look at 1 Timothy 1:18. Paul said, I left two of them to the devil. Then the next part of scriptures, 1 Timothy 2. You see Paul saying, pray for all men to be saved. What happened with the two you left to the devil, Paul? As he tired Paul, he tired God too. You know, be wise. Are you listening to me? We're talking about winning souls for Jesus. You are talking about being cared for by call. And if you check, such a person is even a leader. You should have taken Pampas and won. Your mates are doing missions in Konshisha. You are here, you are looking for call. Wake up! When your fire starts getting down, Satan will begin to give you useless excuses to go back to where you are coming from. Useless excuses. You just wake up with a stupid excuse. The other day I was in church, somebody just eyed me. I didn't like the way he eyed me. I greeted somebody, he did not reply me. Okay. Is that why you are not coming to church now? Yes, sir. It pained me. Greeting. How did it not connect to missing church? Then you go back and stay alone. Before you know, you start looking at your friends. They will now quote one parable for you. Somebody came to church. When he seen, they drove him. He now went to beer parlor. People now bought beer for him. And I say, in beer parlor, there is love. Love that is taking you to hell. Love that is destroying your system. Tell somebody, wake up. How can you be this old in church? They are reminding you for Bible study. He said, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Let me hit this point. You love Jesus. You cannot even prepare an offering and come to church. Partner with the things of God. Pastor, you are talking about money. Yes. Let's not pretend it doesn't work like that. You can partner. The church is building. Your 2,000 have not entered there. I love you, Lord. Mm-mm. In vain, but their hearts are what? Far. Say, hey, we have heard in church that they don't pay tithes. They are not supposed to be paying tithes. It's greediness that is worrying you. Greed. We have showed from scripture several times. In Hebrews 7, Paul, instead of even calling a man, he said Jesus receives the tithes in heaven. What has that, the man of God telling people that, what has he said about that scripture? What has he said about that scripture? Let him quote the scripture and break it down. The person that converted him still believes in tithe. Andrew Womack. He was converted by Andromach. Andromach secretly. He's even against the person that converted him. There's a big problem. Hallelujah to Jesus. And how will the work of God make progress? How on earth? Lord, we love your kingdom. We want to see your kingdom prosper. How? Does it prosper by magic? You must invest your time, your emotion, time for the things of God. Emotion meaning that you will be hurt sometimes in church. Because there are people that may not be grown enough yet. They will hurt you. What will you do? God, I will not do it again. At some point, you determine your finances. It's the truth. You want God to go and get the money from club? We were checking with my wife this afternoon. I don't know if I told her that. Maybe I can't really remember. How some people sponsors. There are some big guys that sponsor that Hollywood. And the focal point there is not to push the things of God or things that are just normal. It's to push abnormalities. They are the one that castigating themselves, revealing their secrets. Somebody will pay money to sponsor gazing. Pay money, billions. And there are the people that will come out and tell you, you are not supposed to give. They are the same people that Satan will raise to come and tell you rubbish. To look down the things of God. Be wise. Nothing thrives. How do you think God will sponsor? Let me give you an instance. See, something that kills a lot of young people who are on fire for Jesus has a tendency of killing them. For instance, this porn addiction and etc. Do you know there are people that sponsor these things, quality videos, everything with billions of money? Nobody tells them, God bless you. They just said, to me, this is what I want to stand for humanity. They make their money and sponsor things like this. I hope you know that. Are you shocked? There are people that stood up, and that's even Big Brother Nigeria. They are human beings in this country. They are making the money just to sponsor it. There are the people that are telling you that the things of God, you should not be putting your money inside. The same people. Some will go online. There's one time I was online. I saw a worldly singer, secular singer, spend billions in club. I mean millions in club. Posted it online to show people he's a big boy. The world was clapping for him. They just gave how many billions in redeem. The world wanted to scatter. They wanted to die. They said, you are giving to pastor instead of giving to God. God and Pahadeboye, who is richer? Huh? You don't know where I'm going to. If, for instance, you imagine you are giving to Pahadeboye, God and Pahadeboye, who is richer? And you are giving to God. He doesn't need your money. Go and give to a Babalawo. They are the ones that don't have money. Let me, I will give to God, not to man. Go and give to God. It is proof that the higher is blessed, the lesser is blessed of what? That's why you give to God. I mean, anybody that God has blessed so much that is higher than you, you give to him to rise to his level. It's a law of scripture. There's a difference between charity and giving this way in scripture. If Elijah gave to the woman that was a widow, is charity. The woman giving to Elijah is not charity. The question is, why did God say that widow woman should give to Elijah? Have you thought about it before? Imagine there's a prophet in Nigeria that rises up and sees a widow in our days and is on live Facebook live. So, young woman, what happened? My husband died. This is our last food. We want to eat and tomorrow we'll die because we know we'll not eat tomorrow. Woman, thus says the Lord, prepare this your food and give me now to eat. Imagine this statement happens with any prophet in Nigeria today. Some people say, God don't change, and then they do like that again. No, just imagine that something like this happens in Nigeria today, people of God. Look at some of you. You are wondering, but it's not fair. I didn't do it. It's in the scripture. If you heard that a prophet did it, you would have insulted that prophet. Now, you don't know how to start insulting God now, Elijah. And that guy was not joking. If it was in our days, insult fire will catch you. Life. Now, imagine that Elijah was done eating that food. I go, woman, I come. What you will do, you start seeing insult. God will punish your generation. False prophets. But the ways of God are not the ways of men. You see that? In the realm of the spirit, it is givers that never lack, not receivers. If God wants to take you out of a situation, He doesn't cause you to just receive. He causes you to give so that you position yourself to receive. He doesn't trust you if you cannot give. Because what He wants you to do with the so much He will give you is to give to others. That is what why He wants you to be the first giver. Can you give when it's tight? That's a proof that you can receive so much because you will give at any situation. There are a lot of people with billions, they can't give. They will even tell you that you are enjoying more than them. Have you not heard people like that? They will tell you, I know how I got my money. Most of them is not God. Yes, they know why. But there are some people that have the money, yet they can give. Have you seen people like that? And they are never lacking. Isn't it not astonishing that people that always give never lack? It's the ones that don't give that will tell you how things are tough. That's God's principle. The world will mock it. Who told you that the world will not mock God's principle? They don't understand the things of God. Because they are spiritually what? Discerned. Are you listening tonight? Very important. These are kingdom principles. Worldly people don't understand these things. I was wondering what happens in the heart of people when they read what Paul said. That when they gave to him, their giving was like a sweet smelling savour. Rises as an incense to the Lord. What will come to the heart of people in this generation? If a pastor comes and said, the offerings you gave me, the seed you sowed to me, rose to the Lord yesterday as I was praying as a sweet smelling savour. He will be insulted to his fourth generation. It's true. They will say God will punish your father and mother and brothers and sisters. I'm not talking about false prophets that come and say, you give one naira, God. I'm not talking about those kind of people. I say, break a curse in your family. We're not talking about all those kind of people. I mean, you can see Paul in scripture talking like this. That when the people gave to him, it was like a sweet smelling savour that rose to the Lord. And they will receive according to what they give. And it's like New Testament. Now, I'm not saying that church, when you are done tonight, gather some seeds for me. No. But see God's principle. See how He thinks. See what men are saying in the world today. So somehow, even if you are hearing that and you are trying to observe false prophets, which I'm against too, don't allow Satan push you to the edge that you cannot even trust the true ones. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Or run away from God's principle entirely because you are trying to be careful with your finances. I'll never forget this day, Mama T spoke to me about something before we pray. There was this young man that loved me so much on campus. He came to see me in my house and around Villa Suite. And he gave me an envelope, a white envelope. It was around 1,015. I can't really remember. And as he gave me, before, I said, why are you giving me money? He said, sir, I was praying and God said I should carry everything and come and give you. I said, do you have transport to go back home? He said, no. I said, where do you stay? He said he was staying in Away Street. And he came to see me in Villa Suite. So I said, how will you go back home? He said, I'll trek, sir. And I laughed. I said, no, it doesn't work like that. This matter is not that serious. How much is there? He said, sir, 1,015 something. I said, take it. When you go home, buy food and eat. When you take transport. He forced me, almost crying. I said, no, I can't bear this. Go. Finally, he left. A few moments later, I was speaking with Mama T on campus. And I said to her, I said, people are funny. I was just joking. I said, can somebody come and give me money? He doesn't even have money to go, more money to eat. That matter is not that serious. She just said, I said, but Pastor Simon, what of the widow in the Bible? I said, yeah, that case is different. She said, how? Is it because it's in the Bible? What if you denied that guy the blessing? I just put my hand like this. I said, true. And it's not like his case is even worse off than that woman. No. Quarter is to just trek. We have done this trekking before on a normal day. This is something we have done. And I remember Central Market where I used to trek to go and we used to go to Sabo from ND for meetings. I said, Kai, no, I think I made a mistake. Ah, I wish I can call him and say, come and be blessed. But it was gone already. Time had gone. I believe God will still bless him because of his heart. Hallelujah to Jesus. But these are the things of God. So kingdom principles, they look opposite with worldly principles. You know the worst point you can be in your life, before we close, where you give to the things of God and go back and say, oh, I wish I did not. That's the worst place to be in life. Kai! See, if you ever give the things of God, I can't tell you what we've not done. And at that point, you must be ready to shout and pray and rebuke the voice of the enemy. A time, I don't know if I share that story here. I wanted to buy a car. I had almost ₦1,000,000. But he could not buy my car. One day I was praying in the middle of the night. The Lord said, sold the money. As I was shouting, Le Baba, Baba, Baba. I still had sold the money. That instruction closed the prayer. I just sat down, played a sermon I was just watching. That's how I carried my phone. As I transferred it, I slept on the chair while I transferred it. Till morning. I said, sold the money. And as I asked myself, where will I start from to get this car again? I didn't know that God has been preparing people to sow into my life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Before I knew it, money, money was, I bought car, I had a lot of money to even arrange, you know, one or two things. I was like, wow. But I remember when the Lord says, so, we were thinking, where would the money come from? The book of Proverbs said, when you try to check the climate condition, you don't know when to sow your seeds. Is it the right time? I need to do, no, it's not the right time. After this, God, he goes, sure. I will see you. God, if you bless me one big walk, see, me, I don't like giving God tithe in 100 naira. Anything 1,000? No. I can't give God that kind of small money. Me? He goes, shokuna. When God give me money, I will not only give, I will build church. Go and ask plenty of your friends that have said that. They have forgotten the promise. Do you know how much it means to build church? He that is not faithful in little. You know, some people think, it's too easy. What is your tithe of 100 naira? 10 naira. I can't give God this much. Why? This is too small. 1,000. What's the tithe? 100 naira. Your friend will be like, how can you give 100 naira to God? You know the shame? You are building your faith. See, look at it. What would 100 naira really truly do to God? Is your heart is trying to help. You get to 100,000. Now, what's your tithe? 10,000. Somebody that has not given 10 naira and 100 naira before cannot give 10,000. Somebody that has not given 10,000, 100 naira, 1,000 before cannot give 1 million. What is tithe of 100 million? Huh? You think if you have 100 million, it is easy to remove 10 million if you have not been practicing? You just have 100 million. Then I say, cut 10 million. What is remaining? 90 million. Ah. Why now? Why? It's going to be hard because you have not been doing it. But for somebody that has been building his faith, he that is faithful in little is what? Faithful in plenty. That's how it works. Hallelujah to Jesus. The difference between tithing in the Old Testament and the New Testament is cheerful giving. God loves a cheerful giver. And the New Testament is not a force. We cannot force you to do it. In the Old Testament, it was a law. It was a force. You must do it. In the New Testament, it's not a force. That's why when we teach it, we don't have a card that marks those that pay tithe and those that not pay. If we have it in this church, then we are practicing the law. Nobody checks you or know whether you pay tithe or not. I hope you get what I'm trying to explain to you. That's the difference in the New Testament. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you been blessed? And with these principles, we can take anywhere for Jesus. You can't know this thing now. Now, say three of you go to BSU, start a fellowship, and you go and be harvesting three, two. You will do it with the whole of your might. You will preach the gospel. If they are still not coming, you will pray prayer. You will pray real prayer. Prayer that can scatter everywhere. Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you here tonight? Prayer that when you pray, you know things are shaking. Prayer that is dragging people to church. You are praying, you know that things are moving.
And I was hearing a young man's testimony one time. They sent them on mission. He said, when we were praying, things were happening. I couldn't stop laughing. He knew things were happening. Many years ago, I was praying and I heard myself saying this. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what. I didn't know when I started making those statements. Truly, my mind was picturing everything that was happening. It was happening exactly as I was saying it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, I'm a man of faith. A man of God, many years ago, I saw him telling somebody, he said, thank God for your faith. Your faith has prevailed. The guy was able to gather over 10,000 youths in a city. 10,000, a young pastor from Christ's embassy. So Pastor Chris told him, I commend your faith. And he prayed for him and said, thank God for your faith. I said, wow. He didn't say, I commend you. He said, I commend your faith. So I said, wow. So faith brought these people. Somebody say faith. He commended the guy's faith. If you read the Bible in Hebrews 11, you say, by faith, Moses, Samson killed the lion. Isn't it? Another person killed a lion in scriptures. That one is even lions. David, by faith, he killed lions and bears with his bare hands. Isn't it? You never knew David killed, right? Then you know where shook me? Ah, I heard a testimony by Pa Idahusa. A woman, two of them were beside him. Their children dead. One fell down, face scattered. They called him to go and pray for them. The woman came to the office. They don't take my son, or don't put him in mortuary. She ran and came to the office of Pa Bessie Idahusa. I said, Baba, I cannot have you here. And they will say my child will die. I told them that I have a father. He cannot die. Bessie Idahusa, because, you know, there's a way somebody will pressure. You can't, you don't, he said he just stood up and was following the woman like that. And they went to the hospital. He said he was just following. And when they went there, a priest was praying last prayer. May your soul rest in peace. The woman held the priest. Now your soul go rest in peace. She dragged the priest outside. He just went quietly. You know when somebody died, you can't call right there. He didn't say nothing. But he said, that was that. Now said, Ma, let's go outside. Papa, you are here. We cannot go outside. He said, let's go outside. Doctors now said they needed something. They said, let us go and buy what doctor said. Even Bensi Idahusa was looking for a way to run away. When he saw scattered face, he wanted to run. The woman said, Papa, na lie. Na lie. You know, go there, my pikin go die. The video is there. It's not stories. She now carried his hand and laid on her child. Bensi Idahusa said he did not know when he said, in the name of Jesus, come back to life. The guy jacked back to life. No jokes. Real life story. He said her faith pulled him. Oh, when I saw it, I was in the restroom. I came out and said, Mama T. Mama T. You know what moves faith? You know that woman has received a lot of revelation. When I want to teach my first sermon, it's always to her. I'll go and face her in the kitchen. You know what I just saw now? I said, do you know what pushes faith? I said, love. I said, that woman, she loves her son. She, you know, the mother's love. You know what the mother's love is? True faith worketh by love. She can't take no for an answer. Her faith was so strong, it stirred the faith of a man of God. I said, I checked scripture. I did not see by faith men receive their children back to life. Hebrews 5, Hebrews 11, through verse 5. Let's read Hebrews 11 verse 5. Watch carefully. Immediately I went to scriptures. Want to go? By faith. Give me verse 15. Looking for somewhere that said, by faith women, mothers receive their children. Somewhere. Just check it out for me. Go back to verse 3. Just be pushing. Let's see. Somebody should check their Bible for me. It's in Hebrews 11. Verse what? Just be going down for 5, 6. Just be going. Verse 35. All right, let's see verse 35. Ah, Jairi, you deserve an award.
He said, women receive back their dead by resurrection. Now go back. NKJV. Amplified can just be quite a busybody sometime. Women receive their dead raised to life again. Now, if you look at it carefully, the Bible has been saying by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. So somewhere you can say, by faith, women receive what? Their dead raised to life again. Look at it carefully. It happened in scriptures. Remember the woman that Elijah prayed for that had one that their child was dead. Is it Elijah or Elisha? Not the one that prayed for a child to come. The one that died and they brought back to life. Elisha, isn't it? This is what the Bible is trying to talk about. Trying to applaud the faith of the Old Testament folks. He did not say by faith the men, he said women. So I told her, I said, faith truly works by love. Two of them. Now the child is in the US. She was giving the testimony that the child was in the US. Now big man for US. He they come married this year. What brought that man? See, the English of the woman is not even clear. With his English and the rest, he was still dead. But his mother's faith brought him back to life. He had the impetus to even travel to US. I was coming to my... Did you understand what I'm trying to say? Faith worketh by love. So I told her, I said, there was somebody I had to call. The mom was paralyzed. I called him and said, if you were the one paralyzed, you would have stand up from your bed. Your mother will not allow you to sleep there. Some of you know the faith of your mothers. You know what it has done for you? When people were speaking English, they enter. They said, now who get time for English? Naisabi. I was in a hospital. I will never forget. I don't know if Pastor B can remember. A woman, they told her son died. She got naked. Everybody ran away from the room. Doctor ran away. People ran away. She got naked and started praying. God, shouting the name of God. That son came back to life. When he came back to life, she said, now you and me, her and her husband, we will be going to church. She was not even going to church yet, though. She prayed that kind of prayer. It worked. He said, even if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, is in having the impetus to say, if you can say, you mountain, be removed from me. That woman had little faith. She just know that there is a God. And he can do this. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's your faith that will cause anything to happen. That's what I'm trying to say. You want to move to another level of victory. It's your faith. Faith is why you start doing content as a singer. Because you know that now is your time. Say, Jesus speaking, he says, you are told that it's 4 months before the harvest. But listen, stop waiting for a time that is your time. You are told it's 4 months before the harvest. But look, the harvest is already here. So stop waiting. Some of you are thinking there's a time for you to do something. Listen, if you can faith it now, you enter into it. Are you listening to me? It's time for glory. You can't go back to that cell and have... You're not doing it for yourself. You are doing it for the kingdom. You don't carry the same burden of God. You have taken upon yourself his yoke and burden. And that's the only way you can find rest for your souls. You can't sleep when the cell is 5. Are you listening to me? He said, God, make sure my house is filled up. You are wondering. The lady went, she has a fellowship by 5. She went there by 3. Not even there. Wherever she is, she's praying, praying, praying. It's a burden, not joking somewhere. 30 minutes you're meeting, you have found playing, you have found eating, you have found laughing. How could you? We're talking about souls. This is why Jesus came to the world. This is why he died. You wake up in the middle of the night, you are restless, you are praying. He must come to church. This is what, when you see men walking like this, we call them the men of the harvest. The men of the harvest. They can't take no for an answer. Are you listening to me? Their life is a living sacrifice unto God. Paul said, I've poured out my life as a what? As a price for the gospel to prevail. He said, my life should be spent for the gospel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, I'll live my life for Jesus. Everything changes about you. Because you now understand ministry to be an agenda. It's a kingdom agenda. Are you listening to me? Nothing can stop you. No hunger, no trouble, no nothing in this world. Nothing in this world can stop you. Everything has its time. You now know that it's not everything you carry yourself and enter. You know when is the right time to enter a relationship. You are not just living a failed Christianity. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can't be everywhere. In every concert. In every meeting. No! You have an assignment. You understand responsibility. A man that understands his assignment and responsibility knows that a cell meeting is bigger than a crusade somewhere. Because you are the one God gave that assignment. It's bigger than a crusade elsewhere happening in the same city. You focus on your assignment. You can't leave your assignment and go and do another assignment. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They say he's a gospel artist in view, but he has a cell. Why? He should be moving around. Then they don't understand kingdom. There's a minister of the gospel, he doesn't stop you from being a laborer. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The harvest is plenteous. But Jesus said in his time, the laborers are few. But we thank God here, many are risen as laborers. In the name of Jesus. Bow your heads everywhere and pray. Thank the Lord for his word. Thank him. Thank him. See nations coming to the obedience of Christ through your life. See cities. See your family. Even your family. See your family. Your whole family. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. See them coming to the obedience of the Lord. Oh, Rabba Kabba Shabba. Who have you given up on? See that person coming to the obedience of the Lord. Oh, Rabba Kabba Shabba. Shabba Baba 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 Baba. Parakata Sakata Rabakus Kalarabash Kabash. Shabba Baba 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 Baba. Shabba kola bakataya.
Pakatosha katala bragadia kabosha. Emana ema kana bayana nebada. Shena ma baba beya kumba na dayat. Ande la baba baba raka baba 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 baba.
The Lord is causing the eyes of many to see and understand purpose. For some of you, you are seeing purpose. For some of you, you are gaining clarity. You are gaining clarity. You are gaining clarity.
Shamba babea komba da teba. Mbaba ya konadia rabosha da teba ya konda da balia rohot. Ambo ya kapaya. Mbaba balia rosha da baya kamba la leja. Bomba baba na neba leba leda leda. Shemba baba eba kala eba kala eba kala ye. Woo! Parada baba 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 baba.
The Lord has Isaiah in scripture. He said, is it a lightning that I've called you to take my salvation to the nations of the earth? Lord, tonight I repent if I thought and I've been so familiar with your calling that I thought it was a low thing. Tonight, Lord, I repent from that mentality. It is not a low thing that you have called me to take your salvation to the nations of the earth. The Lord asked Isaiah, is it a low thing? Is it a small thing? Is it smaller than that thing you are pursuing? Pasco parata. Lord, is not a small thing. And that is why from tonight, I commit myself to the ministry of the Holy Spirit to capacitate me as a man, as a woman, that can take your salvation to the nations of the earth. As a man, a woman that can take your salvation to the nations of the earth. Go ahead and pray. It's not a small thing.
Omanana bosha babata. Shema yakombananata. Shema rarabosha nabayata. Pararabosha nabaleya. Thank you.
baban sababam babamo babababa. Like you, no God beside you. I'll lead the earth to worship you, Lord. We will lead the earth to worship you. Who is there like you? There's no God beside you. I'll lead the earth to worship you. 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 To worship you, to worship you, to worship you, to worship you, to worship you too, to worship you. Who is here like you? No king except you. I'll lead the earth to worship you. Who is here like you? No God except you. I'll lead the earth to worship you. To worship you, oh, let the earth. Now I want you to pray that prayer. Lord, I'll lead the whole earth to worship you. In my capacity from where I am, I'll lead my family, I'll lead my neighborhood, I'll lead my city. I'll lead them to worship you. By your spirit, I'll lead them in evangelism, in prayer. Oh Lord, I'll lead them. Oh Lord, I'll lead them. In my obedience, I'll lead them. I'll lead them. I'll lead them. I'll lead them. Go ahead and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we give a praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for direction. We thank you for revelation. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because our lives from henceforth will never remain the same again. We will never lack clarity again. We'll begin to fulfill purpose even from today. In the name of Jesus, and the people of God shout, Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.